This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being engaged, being involved, being part of, as we say, right? I really do want you part of. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can also give me your email address. You know, I send out an email once a week, so I won't make you crazy. I promise you. All right? That simple. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Ugh, I'm tired of hearing this garbage. The War Powers Act. Right now, I don't know if you guys know this, but this went to the Supreme Court once before. And I don't know why they think they can, you know, they keep screaming about, you know, three equal, or, you know, co-equal branches of government, and one can't step over the other, one can't, I mean, they make you crazy, right? And they don't even follow their own rules. And I got to tell you, back, I don't know when it was, I have to look it up. Maybe it was 1993 or something like that. And the Supreme Court ruled, look, you can't, you cannot squelch the president, if you would, from doing what he has a constitutional right to do, defend this country. He has a right to do that. And now they're talking about, again, limiting, putting handcuffs on him, which is basically what they're doing, right? Is it specific to Iran? Are they going to lift it later on? Oh, here it is. Thank you. See, you guys are great. I love when you do this. You send me in for, I'm talking about it. I say, I don't exactly know. Next thing I know, I get a link, and now I know. All right? It's great. So, you know, in an article written in June of 2011 by Alan Greenblatt, he said the War Powers Act doesn't work. And there's several reasons behind this, right? And again, when it gets in front of the Supreme Court, when you look at the actual law, when you look at what the Constitution says about this, you cannot limit the president in protecting this country. It doesn't work that way, right? When they put the act into place, the 1973 law was meant to prevent presidents from sustaining wars without congressional approval. Going in and getting things under control does not require congressional approval. Right? But if you're going to go in, you're going to stay in, you're going to keep fighting, you're going to, you know, you're going to take the place down and get it back under control, then yeah, you need it. The War Powers Act gives the president 60 days to seek formal approval, not the new one, for Congress after engaging in hostilities. With the possibility, depending on you know, what's happening, with a 30-day extension. Look it. I don't want him to ask for permission. I don't care who it is. I want him to be able to jump in and take care of business. Really that simple. Let's go to Ken in Massachusetts. Ken, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Joe, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
Don't we live in a time that's like everything is right is wrong and everything that's wrong that's right?
Yeah. Listen, do you remember when they told? Remember when they said that back in 2012 that the world was going to end? Right, the Amazon was it the Amazons and the Mayans said the world was going to end?
Oh yeah.
Right,
the
and I said,
stuff, right.
I said the world didn't end. What happened was it stopped in the middle of the night and it started spinning in reverse. So everything is now the opposite of what we know, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, make sure everybody writes 2020 on their paperwork now. You don't want to get messed up with all of that stuff. And they can write 1920. I mean, excuse me. Yeah, they can write 1820 in there, I mean.
People are amazed. People just
no, you never know. Hey, you know what? My father told me something. If a man can figure it out, a man and woman can figure it out, another man and woman can beat
That's
it.
Right. That's right. No, you're exactly right. And so you want to talk about schools. What about you? Really? You want to get me upset now? Is that what you're going to try to do?
Nah, I don't know. I'm losing faith in public education. Like, I'm from an era, right? I'm glad you brought this up because remember, I think you're maybe, you know, a little bit around my age, maybe. A little bit
Close.
Older, younger, excuse me, whatever, however you want to interpret that. But listen, no, seriously, I think the days of memorization, and remember back in the day,
you
used to remember like 100 numbers at least, maybe 100 numbers, maybe 50, 75 numbers.
Yeah. Yep.
What's going on? And then cursive?
Oh, you don't need this. What's going on? You and me, the old farts in the room, they're saying, well, you don't really know dates, you don't need to know how to write cursive, because now we have computers, and now you can talk to the computer. You don't know how to spell a darn thing, because the computer will spell it for you. And to your point about memorization, my God, what happens when the battery dies in that phone? You're not going to be able to add anything, you know? It's craziness, the mindset that people have. I think it's dumbing us down so they can have more control, but that's my personal opinion.
Oh! I've been researching this for 20 plus years. I mean, I'm a conservative Christian in a blue state, which is not bad. I mean, I have no problem with it. But a lot of my friends look at me and be like, "Your background and where you're from. How can you? How Trump and certain stances that Trump takes. And listen, I don't like the politician. And we live in a time, and this gives me the platform to basically say, listen, it ain't Republican, it ain't Democrat. It's when you go to that voting booth, make sure that candidate is doing right instead of wrong, not wrong instead of right.
No, you're right on, Ken. Ken, we got to go to break. Thanks for calling the show.
Thanks for listening to the show.
Appreciate it. God bless. Sony Schmidt joins me after the break. We're going to find out whether the black community really hates Trump. I got to know. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! Well, it's definitely the same old song and dance, seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved in the conversation. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. You know, get involved, get engaged, and don't take everything I say as gospel truth. I screw up all the time. Matter of fact, you guys send me stories that you don't check out, that I read them, and I screw up. So you check your stuff out. Will you please make me look stupid? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Here, stop looking confused. We have Sony Schmidt.
I'm so confused.
Sony Schmidt joins me.
So confused.
She does from time to time, and she definitely has her pulse on what's going on, not just in politics, but in the, you know, in the real world. You know, you people, there's more to the real life than politics. I don't think people know that, do you?
Oh, when you said you people, I thought you were, okay, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Was you going to send your people for me? Because, you know, yeah, I got people too,
I was going to,
you know,
object, hang up, act indignant.
Oh, God bless America. Anyway, I love, you know, I was watching the rally tonight, and Trump's rally, and I'm watching some of the headlines.
You're talking about my rally, yes.
Yeah, your your rally, right. So, your man's rally, there you go.
Yes.
And in watching it and watching the people behind it, and then I see some of the mainstream media, and they're talking about the lack of minorities at his events. Well, first of all, why do we have to still call them minorities, right? How about just people of different ethnicities, different walks of life or what have you, right? But they're still harping on this thing that the black community doesn't like him, that he's done nothing for the black community, and anybody in the black community believes he has, you know, are drinking some kind of Kool-Aid or something. I'm just thoroughly confused by all this. When are we going to put these people in their place? That's my question.
You're not confused. They have to use identity politics. That's just what they do. They have nothing. What are their policies? And I have to tell you that Trump is wonderful at spelling out what the left's policies are, and they're all detrimental to our country. So they have to, when they have an opportunity, say, he hates blacks, he hates this, he hates gays, he hates that and the other, and they're people who are so low information voters that they're going to fall for it. But to be honest, the numbers for black voters interest in Trump has gone up so high that that's why they're panicking.
You know, I agree with you. Not just black voters, but you think about it, Hispanic voters, women voters. I mean, you go down the whole list where he's actually getting a kick up. You know, it's funny. I heard, I think it was last week, they were talking about how single moms with kids are not, single suburban moms with kids, he doesn't have, they're not supportive of him. But when you look at the numbers, the biggest numbers of, and again, I'm going to get flack for this, but whatever. When you talk about single moms with kids, they tend to be Democrats. Right?
I know, but you know what? And I wrote that in my notes when you forced me to be on your show.
I'll let your grandson go afterwards, Jeff, after you complete your segment.
I don't understand that, because as a single woman, and I say that in hopes that any wonderful single man would contact me after the show, but I say that to say that I think that Trump is the most protective, paternal, masculine, husband-like person that you can have in your life. I don't understand how. I guess because
you used all those Democrat swear words just now. You know that.
I know, and that's where I'm going. Is that I think Democrats have demonized all of those qualities in men. I think that that's one of the problems that they have with Trump, is that they honestly thought that they had rendered masculinity foreboding, and here comes this man. I mean, as toxic as he may be in their views, but I don't understand how, because I honestly think that women admire and want and revere a man like that. So I'm not sure about these polls, to be honest.
I don't trust any of them. I'm with you. I don't trust any of them. I don't know who they're asking. I don't know what the, you know, the person on the other end of the phone, how they're asking the question.
I think that those women, that those single women that they talk to are probably Democrats, and they haven't seen a razor in a long time. I'm just saying. These are broads who
The show is in England
femininity.
Where they don't shave. But
I'm just saying, they don't smile, they don't shave. They
no,
don't,
you ever notice that? They always look miserable. The only one that's looked happy recently is Representative Omar when they were talking about American casualties. You know, I don't hate many people. And if you saw the clip, Sheila Jackson Lee was there. You know, she was doing her normal what for and how to the president. And Omar's in the background. Now, whether she just doesn't give a crud, all right, or she's just a classless person, but she's in the background laughing and giggling. You know, this is a woman that's had an affair, okay, married her brother.
Her brother.
She married him, but she also had an affair.
But they're mentally, we can't compare ourselves against those women. Those aren't women who are going, you know what, I embrace motherhood, marriage, we love men. Those are a whole different breed. However, they're in the business of breeding more and more women like themselves, and they do that through their educational institutions, through everywhere, and they're certainly infiltrating our churches. So, the fact that we can't, some people can't look at them and going, boy, these are some sick puppies, shows you how much they've infiltrated our society and our culture.
Well, listen, what about the other night, the Golden, was that the Golden Globes or Golden Emmys or whatever it was?
Yes, the Golden Globes, which nobody watched, except they should have this time because Ricky Gervais, who I am a huge fan of, he's not a right-leaning comic at all, but he does make a career on telling the truth and pushing the envelope. He went out and in Hollywood's faces told them everything about themselves, everything from the fact that they cozy up to Jeffrey Epstein, Harvey Weinstein, they've kept quiet about, and for goodness sake, don't come up here and give your political views because you don't know a doggone thing about real people. Get your award and get the heck off the stage.
That was a great line. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. But you know, it's, oh, golly, he'll never work again. In fact, that's what we're going to talk about on my next show. My show is it's
you have a show?
I do have a show.
Well, tell
and
people it's
called
the
Sonya Schmidt Show, and it's on the Range Broadcasting. If you go on rangebroadcasting.com/Sonya/. You will be able to see any of my shows in the archives, but this week on Sunday, I air live on Sunday at 7. I'm doing a thing. This is why I'm all dolled up. I'm doing a thing called the Who's Your Daddy Awards.
And
I'm
having
a comic on. Is that too much for a commercial break? But I have a comic on, and we're going to
No. Leave them hanging there.
Okay.
Because when we come back,
called a teaser.
We're
going to
talk about Who's Your Daddy.
God, you're such a pro at this.
You'll listen in to the real side. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking to supporters at a packed rally in Toledo, Ohio, defending his decision to take out top Iranian terrorist Soleimani.
For years, the sadistic mass murderer Qassem Soleimani planned and executed attacks against American targets, killing and wounding thousands of U.S. service members and many, many thousands and even hundreds of thousands of other people. As the leader of Iran's terrorist Quds force, Soleimani spread death, destruction, and mayhem across the Middle East and far beyond. He ordered the violent assault on the American embassy in Baghdad, and you saw this was the anti-Benghazi. We got there very quickly.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
Feel the rhythm now. You and me all night long.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved in a conversation. I don't care. Text me. We converse through tweeting, I guess it is. You can text. If you want to get text alerts for the show, just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. It ain't that hard. You don't even need a college degree to do texting, I'm telling you. They do it in elementary school, for God's sakes. You should be able to figure this out. Let me bring her in because she's a heck of a lot smarter than I am. She knows what's going on. So, what are you looking at me like that for?
See, because they trusted you up until that point.
Oh, God bless. Well, listen, I ran for office. You didn't. That shows you that you're smarter than I am. Anyway.
Right. Well, that's true. Okay, then I will give you that.
Thank you.
I will give you that.
Anyway, Sonja Schmidt joins me. She does from time to time, and I do appreciate the time that she's spending with me. And, again, I mean, you keep telling me you don't know about politics, and then we're in a break, and it's like you're all over it. So I don't know what you're smoking.
No, I'm just an observer, and I interview people on my show who from time to time are in politics. Last week I had a local politician, but what we talked about is fake news and his perspective, his take on what's going on with the war. Oh, God, I am adopting language of the left.
Stop listening to CNN. What's wrong with you?
I feel like I want to be informed, but the more I watch them, the less informed I am.
That's true. No, you know what? Whatever they say, just go 180 degrees.
Exactly. And it's becoming easier and easier because their hair's on fire, their head's going to explode, they're just saying whatever they can do. They don't know what to do with Trump. They just can't figure it out.
No, totally lost. Totally clueless, because think about something. He has constantly got them on their toes. He's constantly got them on the defensive. They're not used to doing that. They used to poke at the president,
right?
What
we were talking about is the Golden Globes, Ricky Gervais commentary. You could see the look on their faces, and you could see that they've never been attacked like that. And then the other thing that you mentioned is the black interest in attraction to Trump. And what now they're saying looks like a 34-37%, and it's growing.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do with that.
No, but go back to the Golden Globes, because when he was calling out certain people, when he was specifically attacking certain people, Did you see the looks on their faces? They didn't know.
So
they
loved it.
They wanted to laugh, but
Joe,
they didn't.
I've been in that position where I've had to go to those stupid award ceremonies because of the shows that I've worked on. My background is in Hollywood. For people who don't know, as a writer producer, I've had to go to those shows, and for no apparent reason, they just jump out and do nasty jokes about Republicans. And it was so wonderful for me to watch the looks on their faces.
Oh, yeah.
They did not know what to do with that. These are people, and he's absolutely right. Most of them have less education than Greta Thunberg. And
that was a great line.
Like, it was like, how dare you? The whole time. I mean, they didn't know what to do. I don't know if he's going to work again. I have a comic on my show who's a conservative comic. And we talk about this whole thing and how important comedy is and all that to our side. But, boy, it was a joy for me to watch.
Oh, I can imagine. And because it is for the first time, it's not a bash conservatives event, right?
Exactly.
I mean, when he came out there and when he talked about, I am so glad he talked about Apple. I am so glad he talked about these people.
I was shocked.
Right?
I was absolutely shocked. Yeah.
Well,
So if you watch my show this week on The Range, you will see my interview with this guy who also wrote for the Oscars, by the way. So I wanted to get the inside scoop on, did the production staff know that Ricky Gervais was going to come out with this information, with this commentary, or did he blindside them, you know?
Oh, come on. I think he blindsided them, and how do you do
it? All right, well, you got to watch my show to find out. I've been the girl, I worked my way up from the girl who got the stuff on the cue cards and had the star of the show go, you know what, I'm throwing that stuff out, I'm doing my whole thing. So watch my show this Sunday live, 7 o'clock on The Range, Pacific Coast time, 10 o'clock Eastern time, and you will see this guy's answer who wrote for the Oscars, Adam Yinsler. I don't know if you know Adam Yinsler.
No, wait a minute, I think I do. He's a comedian, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Lovely guy. Lovely.
He took my job over, but we'll talk about that later. Anyway, can you see the guy in the control room going, wait a minute, that's not in there.
I can't see anything. I can barely hear anything. I'm trying not to mess up your show.
What do you mean you can barely hear me? I think my neighbor can hear me without the microphone.
Well, maybe you should go to your neighbor's house.
There you go. All right. No, but I'm saying, can you see the guys in the director's room or whatever the heck it's called, the control room there during the Oscars?
I don't know how to reach you. Now that you've been kicked off of Facebook, I honestly don't know. So right now I'm on Skype, and I see myself in a little – this is technical talk, people. I just see myself
in a
little box.
You're in a closet. That's all. Yeah.
That's
all right.
It.
You should come out of the closet
eventually. I'm a closet conservative.
But listen – But listen. What I'm saying to you though is, at the awards themselves, the guys that were in the is it called a control room where they have everything? Can you see them saying, "Wait a minute, that's not on the cards. That's not on
Depends.
The teleprompter."
Depends.
What happened?
You'll have to watch my show to see what Adam's answer to this is. And he's been more connected to award shows than I am. I did a late night talk show where, yes, I was on a show. In fact, that's how I became a writer. Is the star of the show had material on cue cards that he was going to do, and then at the last minute before we went on air, he said, "Where's that stuff?" And he didn't say stuff. Sonya wrote, and he went on the air and did his own thing. He did my jokes, and that's how I became a comedy writer.
Wow, good for you.
It's so totally a Star is Born story.
So I'm going to go back to the Golden Globes, because with that one woman, don't say her name. She was the one who became famous because she killed her first baby so she could go into the business so she could win an award made out of metal. So apparently now these metal awards are much more important than a human life. I mean, this is the mindset of Hollywood, is it not?
It totally is. And if anyone continues to support their movies, it's up to them. I don't.
Good.
And I worked in Hollywood. I think that you have to take note of who these people are and don't put money in their pockets. That's my view on it.
We are such creatures of habit. Look at Nickelodeon, okay? Not just accused of, but many of their, or not a majority of, so let's be clear, but many of their directors, people that worked there, turned out to be pedophiles. And
well,
what happens? You still see people buying Nickelodeon stuff.
My last years of writing was at Disney, and there's a lot of questionable things that went on. Listen, people are still... I got off of Facebook just because they are... they come against conservatives.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you know what they've done to you, and we have a ton of friends that they've done that against. So, mm-hmm. I would encourage your listeners to move to other platforms. I'm on therange.com, and that's where I choose to be. I know that, you know what, this, to be honest, I've gained a ton of viewers just by being on The Range.
Yeah, well, you're on The Range right now. And I don't mean home on the range.
I
mean, yeah, see, you're on there right now. So he carries the range. Great guy carries that show, and he's trying to carry. Yeah, sorry, he's trying to good content, good clean content that you can.
Supposed to be clean? Nobody tells me. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
For anybody who watches my show.
Well, maybe that's, we'll have to put you on at midnight if you keep it up.
The late night conservative.
There you go. But, so, again, back to what's going on today, and you and I have the same faith. You know, we're both Christians, and, we've talked about things like this before. It's amazing. If you really want to see hate at work, look at how the Democrats, the liberals, perceive Trump. There is absolutely nothing he can do that comes off in a positive light. You know, that's what hate is doing that to them.
And on one hand, I, being a Christian, being a woman, being somewhat compassionate as I can be from time to time, I honestly feel bad for them, especially watching what's happened in the past week with the, you know, we're going to impeach him, and it's crucial, and we got to do it fast to, okay, well, we're going to hold up a little bit because, it's just...
Listen,
I feel sorry for them.
And where were the apologies? Did you hear that? We can talk about this afterward, but one of the witnesses against Kavanaugh is going to do jail time now. She didn't hear anything about that anywhere, did you? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Show me your host. Sony Strip will still be with us on the other side of the break. I've got her duct tape to the secret room down the hall. We'll be back in a minute.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Oh, come on. Are we serious? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You've got to be part of the solution. Seriously. Anyway, appreciate the time you spend with me again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, and I mean it sincerely, being part of the conversation. You want to be part of the conversation, always. I mean, otherwise, where are you getting your information? Right? What are you getting from a tweet? Give me a break. Anyway, always a pleasure. All right, let me bring her on because I have so much fun with you. Sonya Schmidt joins me, and she does from time to time.
You know what? And, had I known you, was that the Beastie Boys you had on? Because.
But it was both. It was Stephen Lips Tyler and.
Oh, okay.
They were doing the duel. Now, see, I grew up with Aerosmith.
Had I known you were jamming like that, I would have come on days ago.
Is that what you call that? I mean, seriously, I don't jam much. I'm a white boy. I don't know how to jam.
I know you are.
I mean, seriously, think about it. listen to them. I can't believe they're talking like that. What's wrong with those people? Anyway. All right. So we were having fun. You know what? And you know some of the people I know. I do make people crazy when I talk about race or have fun like this, and it doesn't matter whether it's sex or race or whatever. People are so uptight about this stuff. That's why we can't talk about anything. We can't talk about anything because they get so nervous about these kind of conversations. Like, get over yourself. You're the only one falling over at the conversation.
But that's because we've let the left influence us. There's still some things, and I can't think of them offhand, but there's still some things I bristle at, and I have to, like, go, wait a minute. This is some indoctrination that I've had over the years, but it really is, like when I teased you earlier when you said, you people. I mean, that's a buzz phrase, you know? So it's like they've put so many things into our heads, and thank God for Trump, who's coming out. I love that I know that they think that he's very immature and all that, but his jokes, and you want to know his attraction for black people. Black people play the dozens, and nobody plays the dozens better in politics than Trump. When he said tonight, at the Ohio rally, that Adam Schiff buys the smallest size shirt because
great.
He's a pencil neck, and it still is loose. I'm like, boom.
Maybe he should have wrote for some of these comedy shows. I mean, seriously.
I think so.
He's got a sense of humor.
He works his material out like a comic, and it's like he sees what works, and he keeps what does, and he throws out what doesn't, and I honestly don't think he even needs any comics. He's just a real natural when it comes to connecting with the people.
Yeah. Well, listen, I tell people all the time, think about it. He took down 16 seasoned Republican politicians, and most of the times with two-word phrases, right?
Not only did he do that, but he made me fall in love with him because I thought he was immature. Those faces, those phrases that he was using for people, yeah. I thought, this is ridiculous. He's not presidential, and all the things that they were saying. And now I'm like, I can't wait for a Trump rally. It's like better than a TV show. It's,
you know, I agree with you. So listen, we were having some fun with the. I said to you during the break that the Iranian president now is stating that he is going to expose all the Western diplomats who took bribes to create the Iranian deal. And I said, this is great because I'm sure that Hillary can't get to him. You know what I mean?
No, of course she can't. Well, first she'd have to sober up. And I think that if that's the truth, then there's going to be some real interesting news that I could only hope to see in my lifetime. I really want to see some of the leftist powers that be go down. And Trump is draining the swamp everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
We expected him to drain Washington, D.C. swamp and clean up some of that. But he has gone worldwide with this swamp cleaning.
No question. I love this. He's making them nervous everywhere. Look at, I started thinking today. I had a caller in the first hour. The guy made me crazy. I know he listens to the show and he calls it from time to time. But, you know, totally ignoring the fact that the Ukrainian president, the Ukrainian AG, two of the ambassadors, four constitutional attorneys said there was no pressure. There was no quid pro quo. Right, so you're calling the Ukrainian president a liar? You're calling
right.
This is how they've been so programmed to
the
believe
left,
every word that comes out of the party, right?
The left will do whatever it takes. They are a losing team. They don't know what they're doing. They never thought they would have to face anybody like Trump. And if you just watch them without the emotions, and I don't know that. I hope that moderates can. They'll see that. These are just a bunch of desperate, struggling people. And it's so sad. On a good day, I feel very sorry for them because they're losing so badly.
You're such a squishy.
I know. I am. But golly, to be a loser like that and to not have anything to stand on is like, we got to impeach him. It's crucial. He's going to kill the guy. He's going to... Oh, well, we could wait a couple of weeks. I'm just thinking that it's sad. It's really sad.
Well, you got their representatives coming out like Green saying that, your Representative Green says, well, it doesn't say the Constitution how many times we can impeach him. I'm going, is this all you know how to do? And
yes.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly. It's like every
it
move he makes.
Thing that they know how to do. I often say that the left is, and what's happening with Trump, I saw this with Sarah Palin, but with the left, it's like throwing holy water on demons. They're just they're writhing and they're squiggling and they're sprouting things out of their mouth that they don't, it makes no sense. And if you can get out of that, out of the emotions of it and all the things that we've been trained to believe, you could see that. But it takes a bit.
Now, this is, you want to talk about a real sickness. I mean, think about some of these things. You're looking at, just take California, for instance, right?
Oh,
all the
gosh.
Crazy, yeah,
please.
You know, right? All the crazy stuff. California Governor Gavin Newsom has decided that, or had decided, that he is going to issue an executive order to open state buildings up for the homeless. I want you to think about that.
Oh,
okay?
I heard that too.
If they're empty or they're not being used. So instead of crapping in the streets, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be able to crap in the hallway. At least you'd be covered.
You know what?
What?
I'm saving mine up, and I'm going to go right there and do my business.
Oh, my God. Thank you for that.
And that kind of disputes the thing I was asking for a single guy. But I think that's not as bad as the other one I heard. Let's see if we can play top there, California, the worst law in California.
All right, go ahead.
But the other day I heard that if someone breaks into your car or steals it, in California you have to prove that you locked it first.
I haven't
heard that one.
But I'm going to check into that one because that sounds
like
a good one.
That's the worst.
Right? No, this
talk
is,
about proving a negative. There's no way you can prove that. That means we, with our cell phones, and it has to have date accuracy,
okay,
that you show that you lock your car every time you get out of it. Otherwise, okay, the criminal gets out scot-free.
So if you have a young person in the car, you may want to cover their ears. The one I've never been able to get is the sexual assault. In the sexual assault law for California, you have to prove, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Continual consent.
Oh, wow. What?
So I don't know, what is it, like every 60 seconds is a button you press,
right?
Or a keyword?
You know what? What? That doesn't really work out for the woman's behalf, and I think that that's who they're trying to protect, yes?
Well, I'm sure they're trying to work it out for the woman, but I'm trying to keep it clean here.
Continual.
Is there like a, you know, there's a whole new market. We can come up with a device that maybe it's a green and a red button. She presses the green to continue. The red stops.
I gotta get out to California. If I gotta give continuals,
what's wrong?
This is just too much. On a good Saturday night, now I gotta learn.
The things that they harp on, right? The things that they lock in on, you know, quickly, you think about the paper cup ordinance. Now they're talking about banning paper cups in San Francisco. It's a real conversation they're having. So I'm thinking maybe the homeless people should start peeing, pooping in the paper cups. And then they won't be able to get rid of them.
I'm not sure about this law. So they want cups to be made out of paper rather than plastic, I'm assuming.
They want to get rid of paper cups. They want to ban those now because, you know, they're clogging up they're clogging up the drains. The human poop, the human excrement, the needles, the urine, no problem.
The rest of the country, I want to say officially on your show, I'm very apologetic. I'm sorry for California.
All right, quick, where do they find you? Run out of time.
TheRangeBroadcasting.com/Sonia/. You can watch all of my archives, but definitely tune in live on Sunday, 7 o'clock Pacific Coast time, to see me and
there
be
you
in
go.
The chat room.
You're going to get cut off. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. We're here all week. Hopefully you will, too.